NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Authorities are investigating the Fort Bend County tax assessor collector. News 88.7's Natalie Weber says that follows allegations she used county money to pay for her mother's caretakers.
Investigators say Carmen Turner assigned two tax office employees to work as caretakers for her mother. They're alleging she spent roughly $27,000 in county funds to pay them for her mother's care. The allegations stem from a roughly eight-month period running from late October of 2023 to June of 2024. Turner is not currently facing any criminal charges, but the investigation is ongoing. She could not be reached for comment through the tax office last week. The Fort Bend County District Attorney has recused himself, as he previously represented Turner while working as a private attorney. The Harris County DA's office is handling the investigation. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
The government shutdown continues to slow air traffic around the state. Those problems started over the weekend at Houston's airports. News 88.7's Tom Perumian says lines were especially long at Bush Airport.
Getting around Bush Airport turned into a time-consuming disaster over the weekend. TSA checks only going on in terminals A and E. Lines as long as 3 hours stretched from the checkpoint out the front doors of the airport and down the sidewalks. Hobby Airport's waits stretched to more than an hour, leaving regional passengers scrambling to gates or booking later flights.
Those delays are expected to continue. Tomorrow is Election Day in Texas. Along with local ballot measures, Texans will decide on 17 proposed amendments to the state constitution. And that includes Prop 16, which clarifies a person has to be a United States citizen to vote in Texas. Basketball at Toyota Center tonight as the Rockets host the Dallas Mavericks. Tip-off is at 7. Clear skies tonight, expecting our overnight low to go down to about 53 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder.